I believe in my ability to handle things. And I believe the root of all competence is I believe in my ability to figure things out. I might not know how yet. At some point, you have to say to your life, let me handle this.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
How do you have more confidence in yourself? How do you have more confidence in social settings, in your skill sets, even in your service and your purpose on this planet? And so that's what we're talking about all month. But this week on the Growth Day Morning Show, we'll take this topic strong. Jamie, last week, we had such a great week in Growth Day. Didn't you think that was fun?
So good. Yeah, so good. And I love everyone in the community, everyone's feedback, sharing their takeaways, sharing their tips, saying, this is what I needed to hear today. That's literally, and I say a prayer before every morning show. It's like, I hope Brendan and I share something that's of service. You know what I mean? Then we're all in this together. And so I hope it's the show where when you tune into it, you're like, I needed that. Or Brendan and Jamie talking to me, I needed that today.
Yes.
Because I think no matter where we're at and what part of the country or the world we live in, or what we're going through inside our families, or what we're going through inside our own journey to confidence or launching our own dreams, we all really do share some of the same fundamental experiences and life
and
lessons
struggles. Like right now, y'all, who is this week? The struggle is just real. Like you've got a lot going on this week. You're trying to balance it. You're trying to deal it. You know, my prayer every Monday is the same. I just posted it on my Instagram. It's the same since I don't know how long, 8-9 years now. And it's just like, thank you, God, for this opportunity to serve today. Mm-hmm. You know, grant that I may, you know, be focused, might be mindful and present, might serve with excellence, might be a force of love. Just trying to hopefully do a good job. So I hope you all heard that, you know, I think that's pretty cool. Jamie and I both, you know, start with just a morning intention to be prayerful, to be grateful, to please God, let us do a good job this week. You know, let us do a good job this week. Who has a lot going on this week?
No, it's so true. And I love too, I saw what you posted this morning and I love how you ended your prayer too. Just like, let me be a force for love. Because I think that, you know, here's the thing. There's so much fulfillment in just those words, but also freedom. Like, for example, I always laugh almost every morning of the morning show before the morning show, because Brendan and I hop on and, you know, we're about to go live and just there's this space of time where I'll just, we'd quickly just dive into whatever.
Yes. You said earlier, it's like, I hope you heard her say, it's a secret phrase she said that I have had the blessing of working with a lot of people who sold companies for $1 billion, like Jamie. And she said, when an issue came up, she said, let me handle it. And I hope you heard her say that. Let me handle it. I think that is so important for people to know as the root of what psychologists call self-efficacy, which is I believe in my ability to handle things. And I believe the root of all competence is I believe in my ability to figure things out. I might not know how yet, but I'm going to figure it out. Like today, I'm going live. I'll be live for 5 hours amid all our different paying subscribers. 5 hours, different groups, right? And to do that, I code all the pages. I set all the embed scripts. I send all the emails. I literally have to hit live on multiple devices. And oh, yeah, I have to teach. And I had no idea how to do that 10 years ago. And now, you know, this is tens and tens and tens and millions of dollars of a business. And I'm still coding. I'm still posting. I'm still like, literally, I have like doing things I have no idea how to do, but I have a checklist. And I don't know how to do many things on the checklist, but I have a checklist and I have Google and I have hope and dreams in my heart. Let's go. That's confidence. It doesn't mean you know everything or can do everything. It means give me enough time. Let me apply my will, my intention, my focus, my purpose, my joy onto this thing, and we'll figure it out. That's where I have so much confidence. I know I will figure it out. I'm not going to figure out as fast as other people. I'm not as smart as other people. I'm not going to figure it out to the perfection level because I don't believe in perfection. But I'll get in the mix. I'll get my hands dirty. I'll figure it out. You know, we'll get the thing operating. It might not be the most beautiful looking car driving down the road that I build, but you know what? It's going to get down to the edge of the block before it breaks down. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have confidence in yourself to believe in your ability to figure things out. You have to get in motion. But I love how it's like, at some point you have to say to your life, let me handle this. You got too many bills. You got to learn how to handle it.
Yeah.
You got a health issue. You got to learn how to handle it. Just like everybody else, 7 billion people on the planet woke up this morning thinking, how do I do good for my family? How do I earn? How do I deal with my to-do list? Jamie's not the only one with a long to-do list today. Neither am I. We all woke up today and said, okay, how do we do good today? How do I feel good today? How do we move the ball forward today? And confidence is the secret sauce that helps us do that. So Jamie, how did you develop confidence? And when it goes away, how do you get it back?
Yeah. Okay. So two things. And I love, Brendan, that we're going into Confidence Week, right? And that we're going from Vision Week into Confidence Week, because I think the two are so closely linked also. Because again, a lot of, for me, how I get back to that place of confidence is I remember the vision, right? And one thing that I want to say is, like, when you're talking about, you just have faith in your ability to figure things out, and, you know, your car might not be the prettiest one that you build in that moment, but you also kind of know where you're going. And I just think the two are really tied. And, you know, one quick story that I just want to share in case it's of value to anyone as we go into Confidence Week is in building at Cosmetics, right? There were so many things that and our whole mission as a company wasn't to sell products that work, even though that's what we did. It was to instill confidence and to shift the entire definition of beauty that we were all raised with, right? And it was more important to me to help women and our customers feel confident all the time, not just when they feel like wearing a makeup product, but more importantly, when they don't, on the days they don't. You know what I mean? And so this was, confidence was a huge focus for what we did and what we built. And I just want to share one thing, because as we come out of Vision Week and you shared your battle board and everything else, you know, I think us knowing where we're going, I really believe is so important for confidence. And at It Cosmetics, you know, I did so many things wrong along this journey of going from my living room and not being able to afford to hire anyone for 3 years to building over 1,000 employees and a billion-dollar company. But one of the things I did right was we kept the vision in the heart and soul, literally in front of everyone physically. And that helps you keep confidence in your product development decisions, in your hiring decisions, in how you show up on the day. And so to get really granular, when you walked into our offices, and I think this is important because listen, most of us are working in our living room right now, but we can set up our living room this way, or we can set up the closet we're recording our podcast out of this way, or we can set, you know, maybe it's as simple as when you open your drawer, you have a reminder right there, right? We can do this in your closet. We can do this in all different ways. But every single employee in the whole company got a little sign that went on their desk that had all of like our whole mission in photos of why we're doing what we're doing. And the customer was at the heart and soul of it.
Wow.
Right in the center, right? And this became everyone's screensaver. This was printed out, put on every person's desk. When you walk into the offices, right in the lobby, our whole mission statement was on the front wall. And then we had these kind of pillars of belief that we believed in as a brand and the impact we wanted to make in the world and on every person that came in touch with our products. And those little beliefs, we painted them all over every place of the office. So if you walked into a conference room, you saw a belief. If you went into the bathroom, you saw a belief. If you, like, they were everywhere. And we ended up referencing this back a lot, and I mean a lot, over the years. And I want to share this with everyone because I think in this journey of your own vision, but also in being confident, right? A lot of people, that's the one thing that for them will change everything. If they just figure out how to be confident in themselves. And if you know who you are, where you're going, the words you want to say to yourself about yourself, even if you don't believe them yet, when you figure out all of those things, I think having them clear in places in front of you. So on every employee's desk, we had, you know, in this frame, these four photos of all the things we stood for. And in the center was our customer at the heart and soul of it. Every time something happened, Brendan, for example, there'd be a big trend in the marketplace and everyone's making money off selling something and the retailers are asking our company to create it. And so I have the team coming to me who wants to hit their sales goals. And they're like, okay, listen, here's what we, and we would go back to that photo. I'd be like, okay, does this serve her? Like, look at me and tell, I would say this, like, tell me, is her life better? If literally, is it better? Does it bring her joy? Does it solve her problem? Does this fit our vision of where we're going? And usually the answer is no. And then boom, we don't launch that product, or we don't go into that retail partner, or
you
whatever.
You had clear intentions. They were stated. People knew it. That's where we talk about even around, I love it how you said it, around your house. Last week, I kept showing you guys my battle board or talking about how I plan and schedule things. It's like, if those words and that purpose isn't there, it's so easy to get distracted over here or over there. Like, you have to, even with my clients, I always have them choose like three words that describe the best of who they are. And then I have to put those three words as a reminder in their phone. And so these reminders pop up every day that say, these words that describe the best of who they are. So maybe your word, you know, this week or this month is confident, or maybe it's bold, or it's courageous, or it's thoughtful, or kind, or loving, or appreciative, whatever it is. But when those words pop up on your phone every day, you go, it starts ingraining that self-talk in your mind, reminds you, oh, right. Reorient to that. Because those words are the labels you're giving yourself. And Jamie, you better talk about labels, because you promised them 3 days in a row. And if you don't do it, I'm going to get DMs all day long. What do you do with labels? How do they impact confidence? Because I'm telling you what, I don't want to be a labeled bad guy if I don't facilitate that.
I think that in life, we're not who other people say we are, right? We're who we believe we are. And I think that, you know, as we come out of Vision Week and go into Confidence Week, I think that we're going to spend a lot of time. I just have a feeling we're going to spend a lot of time this week, Brendan, just talking about this idea of how do we become confident? How do we become confident in our own dreams, confident in ourselves? How do we overcome and break through the barriers of self-doubt? And, you know, I want to bring this up, and this might be a multi-day thing, but so many of us have been told, right? So my amazing husband, Paulo, I hope he's not going to kill me for sharing this, but we were talking about the topic of labels, and he was raised by like loving parents, but he would always be told, you're the athletic one, your brother's the smart one, right? And then as they grow up, we hear these things, right? And sometimes we let these labels take root, and sometimes it's a family member that says it, or a friend that says it, or somebody at school that says it, or a colleague, or it's ourselves saying it to ourselves. But those words, those labels that we give ourselves can be used, to Brendan's point, to really empower us and give us vision and confidence and help us to believe. But there's also labels that for a lot of us are old labels that we're still letting take root and stick to us. And like, oh, it's a new day. It's time to remove some of those old labels. And I don't know who out there needs to hear this right now on the Growth Day Morning Show, but we've all had labels put on us, and they do not, some of them don't serve us. And so, yeah, I was telling Brendan, I had a paragraph in my my book about this that I wanted to share. So I'm just going to share it with you really fast because this is big. And my prayer for everyone, I think that these labels can hold us back. And when we realize they're not permanent, they can really set us free on our own journey to confidence. So I'm going to read this little excerpt. Okay, so here we go. In life, we aren't who people say we are, we're who we believe we are. We don't have to accept the labels that other people put on us. We're also not our family, for better or for worse, or our past mistakes. We're not a nickname someone gave us or a regrettable incident we miscalculated. It's easy to carry around old labels and mistake them for permanent ones, but they come with a light post-it adhesive. So don't let yourself believe they're attached with super glue. They are removable. And sure, sometimes there's truth in some of those hurtful labels. Like for me, I'll share this story later in this week about procrastination, a season I went through. But we make new choices as we grow. We can change our minds and change our decisions about who we are and how we show up for ourselves, for others, and for the world at any moment going forward. Where we come from doesn't have to determine who we are or where we're going in the future.
Hey!
So, hearing that, because—
So good. That's from Jamie's book, Believe It, or just go to believeit.com because she has some crazy bonuses for you. Give her a round of applause because that's such good writing, by the way.
It's so true.
I think you said a regrettable event or that you miscalculated.
Yeah, like, we're not our regrettable incidents that we might have miscalculated,
so good.
Right?
So good. Or didn't anticipate, you know? It's yes, yeah. both of those, because a lot of people let that label from childhood or those high school kids or their first failures that were either they caused or were regrettably like random. And I love it. They're not super glue. She said that they're like not even good post-it notes. They're like the cheap post-it notes. They won't even stick to the wall. That's what labels really need to be for you. Except the labels that you build into the foundation of your character.
Yeah.
Because you chose them. Like, because that's a different thing. It's like a name calling is a very different thing than character building.
Yeah.
Choosing, who am I built upon? What am I built upon? Who, who am I really? And that's why I say choosing your words about yourself and reminding yourself about those, even on days when you suck and you're terrible and you don't do good. And you say that to yourself, like, I suck, I'm terrible, I'm awful, I'm worthless. We say these things to ourselves, and that self-talk builds into a pattern of thinking, a mindset, which mindset and pattern of self-talk over and over and over again, that becomes a psychological pattern, which becomes an identity. And that identity becomes something you operate out of. And so you reverse engineer that to structure yourself into a strong, capable, caring, loving, proud, ready, good learner who wants to go add value into the world. In other words, you tell that to yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, I think too, so powerful. This is going to be such an amazing week on Growth Through Morning Show for everybody, because I just think if you are out there listening with me and Brendan right now, and you feel like you're the only one that you're like, even you're judging yourself, maybe it's not someone else that said something hurtful. Maybe it's you feel like because of a past mistake or.
And it's always you, just so you know, always you. Listen, it's like, we always think, oh, they said this. No, no, no. You agreed with it. You accepted it. You believed that negativity. Because can you raise your hand? The haters will always be there. Does everyone agree? They will 100%. There will always be someone to doubt you, minimize you, you know, scream at you, abuse you if you let it. Like that exists in the world. Let's not pretend that mean, negative people can't really hurt us if we continually believe what they say, if we choose to believe what they say, because we can choose to believe in something different, a different narrative about ourselves, a different story about ourselves. And so I think it's really important, because what happens in confidence is often, well, they. And I'm at some point, I'm like, yes, they will always be there. Who are you now? What do you want to architect into your character? What do you want to have repeating in your mind? That's the critical thing. And inevitably, someone says something negative in a DM to one of us. Inevitably, someone says something awful. And you have a Jamie who built a $1 billion company, myself who, you know, I'm a pea shooter compared to that. But it's like, hey, we're starting. We're doing something. We're here for you. We still get hate from doing a free show in the morning for people. Those people will always be there. So why are you worried about them?
Or the person hating is watching.
Who cares? Yeah, you guys are here. We got some haters right now. I'm sure they're there. I love you. I hope you have an awesome Monday. I hope that whatever negativity is happening in your life, I hope that whatever pain is happening in your life, whatever good is happening in your life, I hope that you have a great week. I hope that every hater in the world has a great week and it blossoms some sense of acceptance, love, openness, and compassion for other people so that the hate dissipates a little bit. I hope everybody has a great week.
I feel this confidence step on Growth Day Morning Show. I feel it. So it's going to be the words that like all of us need to hear and come together.
Because
out of a hard year, and so many of us need to learn to like ignite our own light again and believe in ourselves.
I love that. You all should write that down today. Ignite our own life again. Everyone write that down. I have a course called Reignite Your Life that actually our mutual friend Oprah named it. I had the course outline. She gave the title to it. And it's Reignite Your Life. Like, we have to do that consistently. Like, ignite your own life again. Okay. So if you guys are not yet official Growth Day members, go to growthday.com. Jamie, I hope you have an awesome Monday. I know you had a lot coming into today, but I hope even just us getting together, Growth Day, fires you up a little bit for a great day. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. So everybody have an awesome week. Every day you can learn. Every day you can change. Every day you can set your attitude again. Every day you can choose a new identity. Every day you can summon that courage and that confidence to have a great day. Every day is a great day to grow. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online,
now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. Because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.